Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I welcome you to another of our daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Father Welcott Ashton Bain, the Rector of St. Stephen's Parish in all of Central Andres. Today is October 4th, 2023, and in the life of the Church today we celebrate St. Francis of Assisi. Francis, the son of a prosperous merchant of Assisi, was born in 1182. His early youth was spent in harmless revelry and fruitless attempts to win military glory. Various encounters with beggars and lepers pricked the young man's conscience, however, and he decided to embrace a life devoted to Lady Poverty. Despite his father's intense opposition, Francis totally renounced all material values and devoted himself to serve the poor. In 1210, Pope Innocent III confirmed the simple rule for the orders of Friars Minor, a name Francis chose to emphasize his desire to be numbered among the least of God's servants. The order grew rapidly all over Europe, but by 1221, Francis had lost control of it, since his ideal of strict and absolute poverty, both for the individual friars and for the order as a whole, was found to be too difficult to maintain. His last years were spent in much suffering of body and spirit, but his unconquerable joy never failed. In his later years, he was ordained as a deacon, but he resisted all efforts to persuade him to become a priest. Not long before his death, during a retreat on Mount Lavernia, Francis received, on September 14th, Holy Cross Day, the marks of the Lord's wounds, the stigmata in his own hands and feet and side. Pope Gregory IX, a former patron of the Franciscans, canonized Francis in 1228 and began the erection of the great basilica in Assisi where Francis is buried. Of all the saints, Francis is perhaps the most popular and admired, but probably the least imitated. Few have attained to his total identification with the poverty and suffering of Christ. Francis left few writings, but of these, his spirit of joyous faith, comes through most truly in the Canticle of the Sun, which he composed at Clare's Convent of St. Damien's. He writes, "Most High, Omnipotent, Good Lord, to Thee be ceaseless praise outpoured, and blessing without measure. Let all creatures all give thanks to Thee, and serve in great humility." Let us pray. Most High, Omnipotent, Good Lord, grant your people grace to renounce gladly the vanities of this world, that following the way of Blessed Francis, we may, for love of you, delight in your whole creation with perfectness of joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reading this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, reading verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, And no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our reflection this morning, I wish for us to consider the 28th, 29th, and 30th verse of chapter 11 of Matthew's Gospel. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." A long life's journey, there for us will be many burdens that we will be forced to carry. Some we place on ourselves, some by others and their unrealistic expectations and opinions of us, while others we simply cannot avoid. The death of a loved one, financial crisis, sickness of a loved one, or maybe worrying about our own health. Perhaps the burden of unrealistic expectations of our work, or even those brought upon us by school. These are all things which at times can weigh us down. Regardless of their origin, we carry these on a daily basis. In our text this morning, Jesus is talking to people who too are weighed down. They are weighed down by the rules put in place by the religious elite of the day. They have taken that which was meant to be good for God's people and turned it into a burden for them. The scribes devoted their lives to studying the law of Moses and thought themselves to be the legal experts of the law. They took the Ten Commandments and divided them into thousands of small rules and regulations. They were so exacting in their interpretations and in trying to live them out that they had little time for anything else. By the time they finished compiling their interpretations, it took about 50 volumes to contain. In their misguided zeal, they required unnecessary and burdensome rules which obscured the more important matters of religion, such as love of God and love of neighbor. They were leading people to follow their rules rather than leading people to God. And so the people could not possibly live up to these unrealistic expectations, and they became wary from trying to do so. This, my friends, is a part of what Jesus is saying to us this morning in this passage. It is an invitation to all of us, as he says. Everyone who is tired, who is stretched out, those who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, come to Jesus for rest. Coming to Jesus is a response to this invitation that he extends to us. An invitation that we are able to accept because of faith. And he says to us, "Take my yoke upon you." For those who may not know, a yoke is a wooden cross piece that persons fastened across the necks of two animals and attach them to plow or to cart what they were carrying or pulling. And so the animals if we can imagine, are side by side and are pulling together. It is also believed that when training a new animal to plow, ancient farmers often yoked it to an older, stronger, more experienced animal who bore the burden and guided the young animal through the learning process. When we then reflect on what this means, Jesus is saying to us, come and journey side by side with me. The burdens that seem so heavy, if you carry them on your own, they will be. But if Jesus helps us, things will become lighter. But this invitation in coming to him, we are also required to submit to his authority. It is in our submission to his will, not that of our own, that we will find and receive ultimate peace. And therein lies a challenge. It requires us to consider self-denial, to put self aside, to put our times, our own wants aside, and to ensure that they align with the will and purpose of God for our lives. Jesus does not say to us that if we submit to him, that the burdens will cease. He doesn't give the impression to us that they will magically disappear, but he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My friends, when Jesus is journeying with us, life is not going to be perfect and free from hardships and struggles. But we learn how to respond to the difficult times. We learn the true mark of faith, trusting and believing even when it seems near impossible. Through his life and witness, Francis proved the truth of these words of Jesus. Owning nothing, Francis's heart overflowed nonetheless with joy. No doubt he experienced spouts of sadness and hardships through his life. But Francis felt the ever-present love of God through Jesus Christ. And that eternal, overwhelming love gave him joy amidst trials, tribulations, and poverty. May we then this morning embrace and accept this invitation of Jesus to come to him, that we too, through all the changing scenes of life, may experience and feel his overwhelming love and joy and receive rest for our souls. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, to you we commend ourselves and all those who need your help and correction. Where there is hatred, give love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light. Grant that we may not seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving we receive, in pardoning we are pardoned, and it is in dying we are born into eternal life. Amen. We thank you for tuning into our devotions this morning and ask that you share these devotions with family members and friends, that they too may be blessed. Thank you.